Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Speaking of wisdom, today's wisdom moment is from Proverbs chapter 30. Proverbs chapter 30, verse 7 through 9. This wisdom moment is so important because it's a time when we say, you know what? All the knowledge in the world without wisdom, which is the proper application of this knowledge, is useless. Mm-hmm. It only puffs up. So we want wisdom. We want, you know, God to give us wisdom. I hope today, as you're listening, that this wisdom is going to pour over you, because I really believe Proverbs 30, 7 through 9 reveals a lot about where we are as a nation, where we are as a people. Proverbs 30, 7 through 9 says, "Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehoods and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, 'Who is the Lord?' Or I may become poor and still and so dishonor the name of God." Is that powerful?
That is.
That's so powerful. The writer of this proverb shares with us some great wisdom. Trying to keep the air from us, from touching us, is near impossible.
Right.
Swimming in the ocean and trying to keep water away from us is impossible. Living in the world where Satan has his throne, who is not only a liar, but the father of lies, as Jesus describes him, and his children, those who are held captive by him, spread his lies, is just as impossible to keep away from all of his lies. Mm-hmm. But with God, all things are possible. Our Lord can keep lies, falsehoods, away from us, when we ask him and abide with him and say, "Lord, keep falsehoods from me." The wisdom, this particular wisdom that I'm talking about right now, blows the American dream of riches out of the water and exposes it for what it is. "Don't give me riches or poverty," he asked the Lord. He asked the Lord to give him just enough to live a satisfied life where his needs are met. He exposed what riches quite often do to a man as he shares, "I might have too much and otherwise disown you," and say, "Who is the Lord?" Hmm. Isn't it amazing when you see so many people desperate for work and desperate for a job because the job will provide the money, and they turn, they say, "Listen, pray for me. I need a job. I need a job. I need money." And they see God answer them when you pray for them, and God gives them a work. And all of a sudden you come up to them. Now they're comfortable. Now they have their money. Now they're getting paid. Now they've got their job and their house, their car and stuff. They say things like, "I don't know God. No, 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 no. Who is this Lord?" Mm-hmm. Over and over again. Jesus said this, "It's easier to go through the eye of a needle," which is a narrow gate that people had to walk through turning sideways to get into the city. "It's easier to go for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter in the kingdom of God." Paul tells his spiritual son Timothy in 1 Timothy 6, 6 through 12, he says, godliness with contentment is great gain. It's time to be contented. Listen, we're in the top percentage of the world, America, for we brought nothing into this world, he goes on to tell Timothy, and we can take nothing out of it. But if we have food and clothing, we can be content with that. People who want to get rich fall into temptation, into a trap, into many foolish and harmful desires that plunge men into ruin and destruction. I mean, this is what the writer of Proverbs is talking about. And Paul's confirming, he says, "For the love of money," he's talking to Timothy, Timothy, "for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. Some people, eager for money," eager to get rich, "have wandered from the faith and pierced themselves with many griefs. So the wisdom, this particular wisdom from this proverb is ringing even all the way to the time of Paul and Timothy when he said, it still stands. This wisdom still stands. Jesus even clearly tells us chasing after riches or money is not a God chaser. If you chase after money, if you chase after riches, you're not chasing after God. And we're called to be God chasers, serving God. He tells us in Matthew 22:25, he says, no one can chase after or serve two masters. Either he will hate the one and love the other, or he'll be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Listen, chasing riches, you know, when it's all about your job, it's jobs. It's no longer about God who gives you the job. Then the writer of Proverbs says, listen, and don't give me poverty. Don't give me poverty. He said, I may become poor and still dishonor the name of God. Oh, that we would have that revelation today, that people would understand that when we do wrong before others, we are dishonoring him. This is important to know, because when poverty comes upon a person or a people, the same tempter that tempted the man who was eager for money to fall into all kinds of temptations will also tempt that poor man or poor people that are in poverty to do things that dishonor God by being tempted to steal or to be untruthful about things, clothing, to be able to get clothing, food, and water, mm-hmm. to be able to steal. And so by God, we're asking God, don't give us poverty, because poverty may tempt us, our own sin nature, to do things that would dishonor you. And don't make us so rich that we turn from you, because that'll tempt us. Give mm-hmm. us just, and every, it's, that number is different for everybody. Mm-hmm. Some people can't be trusted with $100, and some people can be trusted with $100,000.
Right.
She said, don't give me poverty. But Jesus plainly tells us in Matthew chapter 6, about this, about what, how do we do this? How do we get into this place, this sweet spot of not too much and not too little? He says, listen, in Matthew 6:25, this is what Jesus says. The Son of God says this. He says, therefore I tell you, don't worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body or what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies or the flowers of the field grow? They do not labor or spin, yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all of his splendor was dressed like any of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and thrown into the fire tomorrow, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Key faith, key faith. So do not worry, saying, what shall I eat, or what shall I drink, or what shall I wear? He says, for the pagans, people who don't know God, who are serving other gods, the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows you have need of these. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. How to live that life in the midst of what this proverb, this wisdom moment is saying? Listen, go after God. Be a God chaser. Find out what God says. You know, he says, listen, he says, trust him. Become a God chaser. Chase after his kingdom, his way of doing things, his righteousness, and he'll take care of you. I mean, Psalms 37:25 tells us, I was young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children begging for bread. Mm-hmm. But that's us going after God. That's not us just saying, I know Jesus and he's going to take care of me, but living for the devil.
Right.
Jeremiah 29:11. Listen, God has good plans in store for you. He says, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. When we do right by God, he does right by us. When we are faithful to God, guess what? He's faithful to us. When we're not faithful to God, guess what? He's still faithful to us, because he is a faithful God. He can be trusted. America is in this dilemma right now because the church has ran after riches. We sought after prosperity. We preached prosperity messages while leaving God's righteousness in a museum of historical consideration. In turn, we're losing our prosperity. We are called as God's people to seek his kingdom and his righteousness. And in doing this, he will make our nation once again prosperous. We have to stop chasing riches. At one time, a president got into office because he promised a chicken in every pot. Mm-hmm. And now, even that is not considered a blessing to so many. But to chase riches, to chase prosperity, is the quickest way to fall into traps and away from faith in God. We can't do that. We're not going to be able to chase money and chase God. This is our decision. This is the wisdom moment for today. And if we'll lose our prosperity if we do that. But I encourage you to join those who are chasing after God and become a God chaser, like Tommy Tenney writes about in his books, God Chaser. That's what we're called to do. And separate yourself from all the troubles that come with chasing after riches and begin to seek God and go after him and understand by your faith and knowing that he will take care of you, who's rich in mercy and full of grace. He will meet your every need. Today's wisdom moment is Proverbs chapter 30, 7 through 9. Two things I ask of you, O Lord. Do not refuse me before I die. Keep falsehoods and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches, but give me only my daily bread. Otherwise, I may have too much and disown you and say, who is the Lord? Or I may become poor and still and so dishonor the name of God.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.